Hi, I'm Cam Butler, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's Introduced By... Cam Butler is an innovative and sensitive guitarist who's just released his 11th solo album, Spirits Flying Home. There's an old adage in the music world, the cream always rises to the top. The idea being that given enough time, truly great music will find its audience and receive the recognition it deserves. If that were always true, Melbourne-based guitarist and composer Cam Butler would already be an internationally celebrated artist, earning a comfortable living from his captivating and emotionally rich soundscapes. Of course, there's still time, and Cam is nothing if not patient. But I challenge any true music lover to listen to his work and remain unmoved by the depth, beauty, and craftsmanship in his compositions. With thanks to Greg Phillips of Australian Music for inspiring that sentiment. Cam has been refining his guitar playing for most of his life, his style at times reminiscent of Robert Fripp, introspective, layered and bold. He's been a key figure in acclaimed bands like Silver Ray, the Corallinas with Mark Dawson of Ed Cooper's band and the Black Eyed Susans, and served as guitarist for one of Australia's great live acts, Ron Espino and the Superstitions. Spirits Flying Home is both simple and intricate, a beautifully constructed album that soothes the senses and stirs the imagination. Dr. Gonzo recommends listening to it just before sleep. Let the music guide you into a gentle, dreamlike state. Cam Butler joins Dr. Gonzo to present Spirits Flying Home on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
I'm Cam Butler. I'm a local Melbourne musician. I've been playing for ages and ages, since basically the late 80s, just in Brisbane and also and mainly here in Melbourne. I've played with lots of people. Most recently, I was working for, had a very long collaboration with the late Ron Espino and our band, The Superstitions. We did lots of shows and recorded 4 albums. But I've also been doing solo music too since probably the early 2000s, which has involved a kind of mixture of doing music with guitars and string groups like string orchestras or string quartets and things, and also solo electric guitar stuff. And I've been working on this idea of using live looping with the electric guitar for a while now, but it's culminated now in my latest record, Spirits Flying Home, which has just come out, which I think is probably the best example of something that I've started a long time ago, but now that I seem to have worked out a kind of a way of making it work. I started recording the record, I recorded it all at home, and I started recording it about August last year, and I recorded it at home, but I was able to take the guitar tracks and reamp them at a studio, at Soundpark Studios, where I do most of my work, my recording stuff, and from there I just mixed it, because it's a solo guitar record, it's kind of quite simple technically to do, but I had to really, really focus on my performances and get what I thought were performances that really worked and sort of were exciting for me and sort of meant something. This is the first track, which is the title track, Spirits Flying Home. Wrote this a couple of years ago. It's just a solo guitar piece that starts off with the one guitar, goes into a little bit of a distorted line, then I start laying down some loops and some layers. I think it's really nice. I really like it. I hope you enjoy it too. Hi, this is Cam Butler here again, and you're listening to my album Spirits Flying Home, and this is the second track, which is called New Visions. And New Visions is a little bit more of an exploration, more so than the first track, Spirits Flying Home. It goes on a little bit longer. It starts off with a kind of a way of working or improvisation that I do a lot, which is essentially like kind of old-fashioned jazz insofar as it's like a main melody that's stated, and then there's improvisation, and then there's the melody comes back in it again. It's a pretty basic kind of musical form. This has got a really strong melody that came to me one day, actually. And yes, it starts off with the solo guitar, and then I start laying down some layers and with the reverbs, which create a kind of a nice, really nice web of sound. And then I put some fuzz guitar over the top of it, which is something that I really like doing at the moment. I find that really exciting. So anyway, here's the second track of Spirits Flying Home. It's called New Visions. Thank you. Hi there, this is Cam Butler, and you're listening to my album Spirits Flying Home, which is a solo guitar album that I've just put out. The next track is called Ancient Visions, and it's related thematically to the track that we've just heard, which is called New Visions. And this is slightly different to the first two tracks of the record. It's a little bit more using some other sort of electronic, some more sort of more of an electronic kind of sound that I use, using some various pedals that I have, which I lay down kind of slightly ambient loops and create layers and play over the top of those. So it hasn't got the kind of rhythmic drive of the previous two songs, but it has more of a kind of a otherworldly, ethereal, ambient feel. Here it is, Ancient Visions. Hi, I'm Cam Butler, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. Okay, and this is track 4 off my album Spirits Flying Home. It's called Nightlands. And this is just a dark solo guitar piece. There's no looping or any layers in this. It's just one take that I recorded. I really like this piece. It has a real stark quality to it, and it's got a lot of dynamics too. It starts off very quietly and builds up in the middle, and then quietens off at the end there. I wanted to create a piece that did have a kind of a dark feel. I find the electric guitar, well, certainly my way of playing and my sound, conjures up to me a sort of a dark atmosphere. And I really wanted to create something that was really had that kind of feeling. So here we go, here's Nightlands. Okay, this is Cam Butler and you're listening to my new album Spirits Flying Home, and this is the next track. It's track number 6 off the record. It's called Old as Earth, and this starts off with a big distorted guitar melody, and then I lay down a loop using a technique that I've developed using a paintbrush, and I create the rhythm with the paintbrush, so it's a more of a gentle sort of feel. It's not it hasn't got the attack as if you were strumming with a pick or your fingers, so it creates more of a kind of a lush web. And then I start playing on top of that, and then I finish off. It finishes off with a distorted guitar ending. I'm using more distortion at the moment into my solo things, and I've got some better gear actually. I can get a better distorted sound. I've never been really happy with my distorted guitar sound up until now. So I'm really enjoying doing this, playing with more distortion. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is Cam Butler here, and you're listening to my new album, Spirits Flying Home. And this is track 7 off the album called Black as Space. And this is related, thematically related to the previous track, Old as Earth. But again, it's like the song Ancient Visions, which happened a few songs ago. It's more of an electronic exploration of some of the things that I'm doing, using sort of ambient loops and an octave pedal to create, you know, a really, really kind of deep bass aspect. And all the sounds on Spirits Flying Home are all created on my electric guitar. There's no other instrumentation at all. And it's amazing what you can do with an electric guitar. It's got such a range of textures that you can create using different pedals or how you attack the strings and using reverbs and stuff. So here's Black as Space, the second last track on Spirits Flying Home. Hi there, this is Cam Butler again, and you're listening to my album Spirits Flying Home. And this is the last track. It's called Came From the Sky. And this is using that very basic idea that I was talking about before, where I state a really simple theme. I play a really simple theme, and then I slowly improvise over the theme by laying down various layers and textures with loops. And then it culminates in a wild fuzz guitar solo in the middle of it, and then it fades out, finishing on a reinstatement of the theme on the clean guitar at the end. Like most of the songs that I'm working on at the moment, it's got this basic idea where I set up a theme, and through looping and reverbs, I want to create a really beautiful all-engrossing web of guitar sound. That's something I really like doing, and I hope people like hearing it too. I find it really, it's very transportive. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Here's Came From the Sky from my record Spirits Flying Home. Hi, this is Cam Butler, and thank you so much for listening to my new album, Spirits Flying Home, and thank you for Dr. Gonzo for having me on his show. If you'd like to get hold of the album, it's available on CD and digital. At this stage, it's on Bandcamp. I haven't put it up on digital streaming services yet, so you can only get it on Bandcamp at the moment. That's on CD or digital download. Thanks so much. See you later.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Cam Butler. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.
Well, if you're keen to hear some more music from Cam Butler, I have the time, if you do too. Let's take a listen to a track each from Silver Ray and the Corallinas album, and a couple from Ron Espino and the Superstitions. Let's start with The Other Side from Ron Espino and the Superstitions album, Everything is Bright, featuring evocative vocals from Ron and Cam's great understated guitar playing.
Thank you.
We just heard three tracks that feature the guitar playing of Cam Butler. The Other Side on the first Ron Espino album, Everything is Bright, released in 2013. Free Energy from the Corallinas' only album, Free Energy, that came out in 2010. And lastly, Homes for Everyone from the album of the same name by Silver Ray, released in 2008. And all with guitar by Cam Butler. You can hear Cam play Spirits Flying Home alive on Friday the 3rd of October at the Brunswick Artist Bar with Sean Simmons and band. That's the Brunswick Artist Bar. on Friday the 3rd of October. Don't forget to put it in your diary. I wanted to finish with another track from Cam Butler with Ron Espino and the Superstitions, but I couldn't choose one, and so here are two. My Own Fire to Light from 2011's Future Universe, and Almost There off the last album by Ron Espino and the Superstitions, Guiding Light, released in 2017. Thank you very much for joining Dr. Gonzo on And This One's Introduced By here on 3CR. And if you'd like to return the same time, same place, you'll hear Jimmy C introduce the tracks from his new album, Refreshing. Thanks again for listening. Bye for now.
Oh, my dear, what can you see in here when I'm so far away? Let me hear you say, I'm all dressed up to kill, screams from my window still. That is this what I like? Afterlife, I've got my own device. Beat them was such a prize, and I have my own fire. And oh, my dear, what can you see in here when I'm so far away? Let me hear you say, this isn't what I like. Me from this afterlife.
voice is thin. I feel you touch my hand. Breathe out then in. I'm far away. So far away. I'm thinking still of moments past when we were voices singing too close to last.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.